1065 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
We're calling Stacy today at the request of her best friend. Stacy works at a big box store, so I am calling as Cannon with a K to say that, you know, now that we're a couple days removed from Easter, I'm still having an issue with whatever the hell dye they sold me. It's all over my hands. Here's the phone scam.
Gavin's phone scam.
Uh-oh, let's try that again.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Thank you for calling. This is Stacy. How can I help you?
Hey, what's up, lady? This is Cannon, and I've called many times before, and I'm just calling to say that I'm having an issue. Not like the last time, okay? This time it's Easter related.
Okay.
So I was decorating Easter eggs for an Easter egg hunt. And it has been a couple days now since I have dyed these eggs, and the dye came from you guys, and it is still like all over my fingers and my hands, and it's now getting awkward for me.
Okay, did you wash your hands?
Did I wash my hands? Yeah, of course I wash my hands. I wash my hands like 17 times a day.
Okay, so you're saying it stained your hands?
Yeah, my hands are all they're like a brownish purple.
I've never heard of this before. I've never had a complaint about this.
Well, maybe it's because you've never heard. I bought Paws. That was the brand that I bought for the Easter egg dyeing. Paws.
Yeah, no, that's supposed to just wash off. I mean, little kids use this.
Right. It's, well, no, but I'm not a little kid.
Stain your hands.
But I'm not a little kid, so maybe that's where we ran into a problem.
I don't think it's that. I think maybe you didn't use soap. Maybe you just rinsed your hands. I mean,
well,
I've never heard of this.
But see,
this
regardless, though,
hearing this complaint.
The problem now, though, is that it's getting in the way of my life. Like, I'm a very, very successful supplement salesman. People aren't taking me seriously because they think I've got hypothermia, like all over my hands. They think something's wrong with me. You know, they're not gonna buy protein and protein and creatine and all that stuff like the BCAAs. Like, how am I gonna move that product if people think I'm some sort of clown? And then here's the other.
I don't think anyone thinks you're a clown. I think, I think you're not properly washing your hands. This should come right off with soap and water.
It should, but it's not coming right off, though. That's my point, okay?
Okay, so after you dyed these Easter eggs,
right.
just walk me through this. What happened? What was the day like?
Okay, I'm glad that you asked. So I dyed the eggs. I put them in a bowl, and I put them in the fridge, okay? Then I went and I made myself a bologna sandwich. And I know what you're thinking. Bologna's probably not super healthy, Cannon. Aren't you ripped? Yes, I am. It's all I have. Then I went and I watched an episode of House of the Dragon. I've already seen the first season, but this one was really hot. Then
okay, can you
and
just
then I started.
I'm so sorry.
And then I dropped a big bottle of iodine that I had in my garage, and it got all over my pants, and I had to clean it up quickly with some paper towels and.
Wait, you dropped iodine after you used the Easter egg dye?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you ever consider the fact that that could be staining your hands, and it's not the Easter egg dye? Did you ever think about that for a second? Iodine stains on the skin.
Well,
so
but we don't.
Why would you think that it's the Easter egg dye? I've never in 10 years of working here ever had a complaint about Easter egg dye. It's clearly the iodine.
But the dye stains the eggs, and that's like a shell, and my skin's like a shell.
I think you need to understand that iodine is what stained your hands. I can't help you. I can only help you with an item that you purchased here at. And I have to tell you, sir, I have a long line that is just waiting for me. So there's nothing I can do to help you.
It's affecting my love life, too. Like, I can't get a date unless, I mean, you understand me. Do you want to go out? Like, you sound hot.
No, I'm married with children.
Oh,
I'm not interested. I'm interested in helping the customers that are waiting in line. That's what I'm interested in doing.
That's what it is. All right. Yeah. Well, then, Yeah. Let me just tell you one more thing before I get going. None of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the wake-up call. I apologize, but Carrie, your best friend, she emailed me and wanted me to phone scam you.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I'm sorry that I called during a busy time, though. I apologize.
Oh, my God. Customers are looking at me like I have 10 heads because I have just been trying to hold in, like, this anger.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.